Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, listeners, to this episode of Two Men in a Six Pack. This is Goody, along with my co-host Trevor. Trevor, say hey.
What's going on?
All right, we're going to hop into it because we got some important stuff to talk about, and we got to talk about the NBA Finals because that's not important. But anyway, this day in sports, June 10th, 1981, Pete Rose ties Stan Musial's NH hit record with 3,630 hits. Do you know much about Pete Rose, or were you too young?
I know he's banned for betting on baseball.
Yep.
And that's about it. And yeah, he could hit the ball.
So he was, so career-wise, most games played, 3,562. He's the only player in Major League Baseball history to play 500 games at five different positions. First base, left field, third base, second base, and right field.
Would that work in this day's
That would baseball? Not work. He would have to be, I don't think the players' union would allow that. I mean, seriously, they wouldn't allow that. He has the most career bats, 14,000, a little over 14,000, but he does have the most career hits as well. That he broke Stan Musial's record. Now, then he broke with the hits, 4,256. But you are right; he is currently not in the Hall of Fame because of has he ever admitted it? Bob Mills, has he ever admitted it?
He has.
He has admitted it.
Oh.
But I mean, just a little betting here and there. I mean, if he bet and lost, then he shouldn't be in. If he bet and won, I mean, hell, you won, you should be in anyway. Moving on, 2007, on this date, the 106th Men's French Open, Rafael Nadal beats Roger Federer. The only reason I mention that is because today, Rafael Nadal won the French Open today, and he becomes the only player in tennis history to win 11 titles of the same major. He's won the French Open 11 times. Shoot. That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
He's won 17 total major titles. But he's won the French Open 11 times. I mean, think about it. Has anybody won the Masters 11 times? Has anybody won?
Other than Bill Russell, I think.
Did Michael Jordan win 11 NBA titles?
He did not.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that. Okay, moving on. Birthdays on this date. There is no one. No one famous that I noticed on the list.
Jeff Teague.
I didn't see it. He must not be famous enough because he was not listed on the list.
I saw that. I looked it up. I was there's got to be somebody's birthday. It was the only person.
So Jeff Teague was the only name that you recognized?
The only name.
Okay, well, then that's going to be great for rapid fire because I have a rapid fire question surrounding today and no birthdays. But Jeff Teague does have a birthday. Well, Jeff Teague, former Wake Forest player, former Atlanta Hawks player, and now playing with the – who was he playing for?
I think he's still on the – I thought he was on
the
Hawks.
No, he got traded. He was playing for somebody in the playoffs this year.
Raptors. Yes.
Was it Raptors? Okay, Raptors. That so right. Jeff Teague, happy birthday. All right. So when we started this podcast, we said we were going to hit on some things outside of sports, like pop culture, music, movies, stuff and that. So this one is from outside the world of sports. Actor Vince Vaughn, famous for Wedding Crasher, Dodgeball, Old School, Swingers, The Breakup. He played a small role in Rudy.
He was the running back.
The under-accomplishing All-American, high school All-American that never panned out as a player at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Jamie O'Hare was his name. But anyway, Vince Vaughn was arrested last night, early this morning in California on suspected DUI charges and resisting arrest. He got stopped at a sobriety checkpoint. Uber, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
you're rich. Why not just Uber?
Why not have a driver? Yeah.
So
I did not hear about that.
This is an interesting point. This is not his first run-in with the law. Back in 2001, he and actor Steve Buscemi got into a bar fight down in Wilmington, North Carolina. They were filming a movie down there, and they got into a bar fight and got arrested. The bar fight was at the place called the Firebelly Lounge in Wilmington.
Firebellies.
Yeah.
I've been there.
They got arrested. Steve Buscemi actually got knifed and cut. And got put in the hospital.
Seriously?
Yeah, but Vaughn, he's a renegade. So 2001, bar fight, 2018, DUI, resisting arrest. Vince, you got the money, man. Pay somebody to drive for you.
17 years apart, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
And I still love Wedding Crashers.
Oh, Wedding Crashers.
Great movie.
Awesome movie. Awesome movie. All right, now we're going to talk sports. NBA and NBA Finals. So we're just going to go ahead and move right into this. Golden State sweeps Cleveland and wins third title in 4 years. KD wins his second consecutive finals MVP. LeBron-led teams are now 3-6 in the finals. Anything else you want to say about it before we move on? Okay, we're done. No, I'm just messing. Go ahead. We'll talk about it. Go ahead and have your
Where do you want to start? The game?
Anywhere you want to start. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so the first thing I can think about is Rodney Hood took more shots than Kevin Love and LeBron James.
Is that in game four? I didn't look at that stat.
No, that's, you know, that's championship game.
Oh, wow.
How could you
not know that? How does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen? I know Rodney Hood, they waited too long to play him.
Okay.
But he needed some more minutes. Maybe not throw him in game four.
Yeah, so he didn't play hardly any in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then he didn't play in the first two games.
Right.
And then all of a sudden Ty Lue says, okay, I guess we're coming home, so now in game three we're gonna start playing Rodney Hood.
Yeah, game three, game four. But I mean, like I said last time, he's scoring 17 points a game in Utah, a team that went to the playoffs.
Well, I didn't know that stat about him taking more shots than
him and Love, not just LeBron.
Well, you know, there's an interesting stat about that though. So Bron in that game, LeBron 23-8-7, and he shot 54% from the field in game four. The rest of the Cavalier team shot 31% from the field.
How bad is he missing Kyrie Irving?
How bad? Badly. Very badly.
Shouldn't have ran him off.
He didn't run him off, man. He wanted to leave. Kyrie couldn't stand being the second dog, and now, you know, so he wanted to go somewhere where he could be top dog, and he got what he wanted and got hurt, and so we'll see what happens.
He's been hurt every year.
So you got to give props for this, though. In this year's playoffs, LeBron averaged 41.9 minutes, 34 points, 9 assists, and 9.1 rebounds. I mean, they've pretty much said it was a Herculean effort. I know he got beat. And I know, you know, we're going to probably at some point in time talk about LeBron. And he has gone 3-6, I'm sorry, in the finals. 3-6 in the finals. But this last stat is pretty telling. So in the last 4 years, LeBron is 9-20 versus the Warriors. 9-20 versus the Warriors. You know what he is against the rest of the league? 257-122. So it's pretty much Golden State, and then LeBron, whoever LeBron's paying for, and then the rest of the league.
And then everybody else.
That has to be a somewhat telling stat. I mean, I'm just saying.
What do you keep saying 3-6?
Isn't he 3-6 in finals now? He's been there 9 times. He's won 3 and lost 6, right?
Yeah.
He's not 3-4-6. He's 3-6.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I have an interesting stat about that we'll talk about later, about someone who you truly admire. As a coach and their record in the big game, so we'll
in the finals.
Yeah, it may not be the NBA finals, but it's potentially the college finals. So if I can get my iPhone out, we'll pull that up.
I can pull it up right here. I got the computer right in front of me.
Do you? Okay. So any more thoughts about? I mean, should KD have been the MVP? I mean, do you think he should have been the MVP?
Yeah, I mean, he had that 43-point game, which I thought was obviously – but see, and he came out today and said that it's easy for the best player to shine on a terrible team.
Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of, that was a swipe at LeBron.
That's what I thought too.
But, you know, on the same instance, if you're the best player and the players around you suck, the focus is going to be on you every time you go out and play.
Kevin Love doesn't suck.
But
– Tristan Thompson doesn't suck.
Okay, so this is a great way to even talk about this. You put the starting five for each team out there,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to play a pickup game. Me and you are captains. We're going to, do you want me to have first pick or you have first pick?
Well, I definitely want first pick.
Okay, so who are you going to take?
I'm taking Klay Thompson first.
You're clicking take Klay Thompson first?
Yes.
Okay, you know who I'm taking.
LeBron.
I'm taking LeBron. Okay, who are you taking second?
KD.
KD. Okay, I'm taking Steph Curry. Who are you taking third?
Probably Tristan Thompson. I need someone on the
board. You're going to take Tristan Thompson over Kevin Love
and
Draymond Green.
Yes.
Or Andrew Iguodala. See, I totally disagree with you. I think four out of the first five taken in a pickup game are Golden State Warriors.
Well, the Warriors have the better team. Everyone knows that.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but I'm just saying LeBron's team doesn't suck.
Dude, they Kevin were Love freaking does
horrible. Why did Kevin look so good on Minnesota?
Well,
because he was the best player shining in front of a bunch of
game four, where they got swept, The rest of the team shot 31% from the field. That's a stat. You're a stat man because you bombed me with about 800 texts on Saturday. you and Matt ass slapper cross about the different LeBron things and Michael Jordan things. You are a stat man. The plain and simple truth is the rest of the team, game four, shot 31% from the field. Hands down.
He needs to build a better team.
I 100% agree with you. So let's move on because that's what we're going to talk about now.
Okay.
Where is LeBron going? Tell me your thoughts.
Well, now that the GM got fired for Philly, I think it's either Philly or LA.
You think Philly?
But then everyone's saying now it could potentially be Houston, Boston. No one, I mean, there ain't no telling. But then everyone's going to have to give up so much stuff to make room for him or trade, you know, whatever the case may be.
Did you see the latest one that popped in?
What?
San Antonio. Popovich said he was going to force his way into a meeting with LeBron. He said he thought LeBron respected him and he was going to force. Now, if the Spurs sign Kawhi back, if they can get Kawhi back into the camp in a max deal, at like over $200 million, and they can get LeBron and Kawhi plus Pop coaching them, and you got if he can get back, he didn't have a good year this year. Danny Green, what does LeBron needs a good 3-point shooter? Danny Green, former UNC guy, made his mark. Free agent, made his mark with San Antonio when they won championships.
Hit eight threes.
Hitting threes. Finals. That's right.
Finals record.
I like the San Antonio. They've got a big man in the middle, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
LaMarcus Aldridge,
can LeBron James, that?
And Kawhi Leonard. That is a formidable three. Now, whether or not that happens, I don't know. But that is a pretty good three. Now, if they could have all three of them and say, you know, and who they may have to have me and you and Bobby and Bob Mills filling out the bench
for
bodies.
Would they not clash, LeBron and Pop?
It all depends on what, at this point, if LeBron wants to win championships. I mean, wouldn't LeBron clash with, say, Brad Stevens?
I mean, I know they brought Tyronn Lue and to the Cavs, cause that's who LeBron wanted, so he could control the team and do everything and tell Tyronn Lue to shut up or send Iverson at him.
At this point, it just all depends on what LeBron wants to do, man. If he wants to go 3-7, or if he does not want to make it back to the NBA. I mean, you do right. He's been to, you know, 9 straight right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's been there 9 straight years. I mean, and he's going to hang. I mean, he's getting the Minnesota Vikings of basketball. The Vikings went to 4 Super Bowls.
But those Bills.
The Vikings and the Bills both went. Isn't that right, Bob Mills?
Bills 3.
Yeah, the Vikings, wasn't it 4 for the Vikings over time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know that.
And they're all Ophirs, man. Mm. Or they're going to be Dan Marino's, one of the greatest players of all time. I mean, LeBron's got 3, but
just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so anyway. So stay tuned, guys. That'll be in the news, and we'll be covering that each week by week. We'll be giving you a LeBron update.
I think
he's
got to the end of the month.
He's got to the end of the month to tell Cleveland if he's re-signing or not.
Right.
Okay. And then game on.
So about 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, all right. Also in the NBA, the draft is coming up, set for June 21st. So in the most recent mock draft, the top 5 really hadn't changed. There's been a little movement. Top 4 have stayed kind of same. The Luka Doncic from the kid from Serbia, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson, Marvin Bagley III, and now Trae Young has kind of flipped with the big guy from Texas.
Right.
Texas and him have kind of been going back and forth. Just some other guys, just to let you know, Wendell Carter Jr. is ranked at the 8th pick. This is kind of a ACC outline here. Lonnie Walker, the freshman from out of Miami, is rated the 10th selection. Jerome Robinson, the kid from BC that led the ACC in scoring this year and from Raleigh.
Yeah.
He's up to number 12. Gary Trent Jr., another Duke player, is at 33. And, of course, Grayson Bitch Allen is at number 36. So that's pretty interesting. But so we'll see what happens. Did you see all the comments that went down this week between Bagley III and Ayton?
Yeah, I think it's stupid for Ayton to even say that and not work out for anybody.
Yeah. So
else.
So for those of you that don't follow like we do, Ayton basically worked out for Phoenix and said he was not working out for anyone else because he was going to be it would be a waste of his time because he was going to be the number one pick.
That's crazy.
Which is very crazy.
You never know what could happen.
Nope. And then which Bagley turned around and said, talk of him going number one is – this is a quote. Talk of Ayton going number one is disrespectful. and I use it as a driver every single day. And then he did go on to say that if Phoenix selected him number one, that they would not be disappointed. In your opinion, what's the difference between Ayton and Bagley the third?
I think Bagley's more athletic.
Okay.
He's not obviously not a true – and he's not a true center. We don't have any more true centers hardly anymore, so I think Bagley's the better pick. I think Ayton's obviously a better – or a center.
Can Bagley play defense?
I don't know.
We don't know.
He's only played two, three, so I have no idea.
We don't know.
I would assume.
That's to me, that's the difference right there. Bagley is more athletic.
Yeah.
A ton more athletic. Can go outside. Got a better outside shot.
Yeah.
Who matches up better? Okay, so you're talking about going to Phoenix. Phoenix is in the West. Who matches up better would say DeAndre Jordan for the L.A. Clippers.
Obviously, Ayton.
I'd love to see Marvin Bagley the third covered.
It ain't happening.
No. Who matches up better with Golden State center? Who? I mean, I guess their center would be. Would you consider? You know, you go with Draymond Green playing center, or do you go with the Kevin Durant experience at center? Obviously, Bagley would cover Durant better, yeah. And Ayton would cover. You know, it's a toss up.
I was going to say because there's no true center. So, yeah. But again, you're playing the Warriors. They're going to do a high screen get whoever they want on you, and then
both of them better be careful because that Serbian dude may sneak in.
I know. I watched another highlight whenever you put him on there.
He can stroke it, dude.
He's actually not bad. I still don't take him that early, but
yeah,
that's just me personal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's between Ayton, however you say it, and Bagley. That's who I think it's between. Yep. So, all right, moving on. College basketball. I do want to revisit this. We missed this last week. So Kai Bowman, Havelock native. BC player, he declared for the draft, and you know, just a little local touch here, he decided to come back. He didn't get an agent. He went through the process, decided that coming back to school would be the better choice for him. He will now officially be the ACC's top returning scorer. He averaged 17.6 points a game last year.
He's fun to watch.
Fun to watch.
I can't believe they didn't win more games with the leading scorer and then Bowman.
They just had no help on the inside. They were young. If the Robinson kid had not gone and he would have come back, Boston College would have been a sleeper this next year.
Didn't they beat Duke?
They beat Duke in Chestnut Hills.
Gotcha.
This year.
Okay,
Bowman went off. Bowman and and Robinson both went off.
Man, he's fun to watch.
They went crazy. Another news, Coby White. Congratulations to Coby White, the UNC incoming freshman. He was selected to the U18 national team that they're actually started today.
They're playing right now.
Playing right now. Started today in the FIBA America's U18 championship. That's a feather in the cap. I was looking at the roster actually today. There's only a handful. There's 10 or 12 guys on the roster. Mm-hmm. Most of them are actually, because it's U18, most of them are actually going to be seniors next year. There's only a handful of guys. I think there's either two or three. Coby White's one of them. I think there's a kid that's going to Illinois in the fall.
Hmm.
But the rest of the guys are rising seniors.
Oh, wow.
In high school. So he's actually one of the more veteran players on this team. So it'll be interesting to see exactly.
I was trying to find it on TV. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either. I wanted to watch it too, but didn't see it. So congratulations, Coby White. We've seen him. He actually played down here in the East Coast Invitational last year, and it was pretty fun to watch him play.
That
was
awesome.
Last college basketball item is there's reports that former Louisville coach Rick Pitino is going to have a book coming out in the fall that will go into, quote, great depth about the last few years at the school. So,
as in, like, coaching philosophy?
I do not know. As in, maybe coaching philosophy off the court, maybe.
Recruiting. Let your
player, yeah, I don't know. So it'll be interesting.
I'm not going to read it. I'll let someone tell me about it, but
I'll
see if Bobby will read it because he's a reader.
Bobby Mills.
Yeah, he might read it.
Well, I mean, he kind of subscribes a little bit to the Rick Pitino philosophy. I mean, doesn't he? I mean, isn't he a Rick? He's a Rick Pitino. I mean, you know, now that and it all makes sense. Because where is Rick Pitino's – one of Rick Pitino's former assistants now? He's the head coach at NC State University.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So there's a direct link.
Things are starting to add up.
Things, you know, that 7 degrees of separation to Kevin Bacon.
Everywhere Rick Pitino goes, something bad happens.
Something bad happens. So maybe we'll see what happens shortly with NC State and see if the leaf doesn't fall far from the tree. So, moving on, NFL football news. This was interesting. I did not hear this. Rumors that Patriots could potentially trade Gronkowski. Did you hear this?
I did, and only because the internet made like a fake meme about it. It was like Gronk traded to the Falcons. So I screenshot it, sent it to all my – I have a, like a pretty much a Panther group chat.
Yeah.
And everyone was freaking out, and then like a couple minutes later, everyone came out and said it was fake. So we all thought he got traded to the Falcons. I'm like, great, we got to see him twice a year.
Yeah, so he came out and said it was fake news. But reportedly what the inside source is saying was that Belichick wanted to trade him to either Tennessee or San Francisco, and that he had actually started having talks with Robert Kraft about this, but Tom Brady got wind of it and shut it down.
Belichick doesn't even talk much, period. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine either. But they said Tom Brady shut it down by telling them that he would retire if Gronk got traded. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just stop and think about that.
Sounds like a LeBron move, but...
It sounds like a LeBron move because... Oh, I'm glad you said, because basically you're right, because Tom Brady, even though I hate him, he is legitimately the GOAT of quarterbacks in the NFL. So if you're relating that to LeBron, you have just inadvertently admitted that LeBron is the GOAT.
Talking about
GOAT,
the power.
Go to the
just
NBA.
Talking about the power he has.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that really being true. But I just thought that all the stuff they went through last year with trading Garoppolo and just all the – there just seems to be a lot of the player exit this past offseason with the Patriots.
Right.
A lot of unrest. I don't know if the Patriot way is necessarily a good thing anymore.
Well, Gronk sits out like a lot. I mean, he misses a bunch of games. Yeah, so it's not like.
Yeah, but when he's there, dude, he's.
Yeah, he's unstoppable.
He's nasty. Yeah. I mean, he's just legitimately a matchup nightmare.
I don't think that.
I don't think it's true.
They've won with the guy that sells nachos at halftime before.
Good point. So good point.
I don't know if Tom Brady's saying that.
Good point. So let's talk about – so last week we had T.O. in the news. He was coming back. This week, T.O. still remains in the news because he got elected into the Hall of Fame. And he's made big news saying that he will skip the induction ceremony in August. In the past, T.O. had voiced his displeasure at the voting process because two previous times he had not been elected. Just a couple of things, and then I'll ask a question to you. T.O., second all-time in yards receiving, mm-hmm. third all-time in touchdown catches, and eighth in receptions. Does T.O. have a point? Should T.O. have made it on the first ballot? Take out his crap in the locker room. Take out his crap on the field.
Obviously, based off statistics, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, just, I don't know. Everyone's so damn uptight.
Wasn't he the one that pulled the Sharpie out of the –
Yeah,
in
like 05. His sock.
It was out of his sock. I thought it was out of the back of the thing where the goalpost was. But he pulled, and then he took he took the pom poms from the cheerleader and did the dance.
He put the popcorn
and did the popcorn.
See, all that I'm okay with.
But you know what's funny about that was then it was like that was deemed bad,
right?
So this past year they instituted the dance rule back after mm-hmm. the touchdown, and you had these guys doing line dances and roboting and all this stuff. So. Was what he did back then really that bad compared to what they're letting him do? What they let him do this past season?
I think it's cool. I mean, you're playing the best athletes in the world, and you score a touchdown. Like you do exactly what you're working to do all week is score a touchdown. Let them celebrate a little bit. I'm not saying do a 20-second like you said line dance, but let them celebrate.
The NFL went through a period of about 5 or 6 years where they just shut all that crap down.
You can't do nothing.
No, and NFL actually stood for not fun league. Well, that's what NFL stood for, not fun league. But they've kind of let this thing come back. And so, you know, I personally subscribe to the theory of, hey, act like you've been there before. Just because you score a touchdown, act like you've been there, put the damn ball down,
right.
Go back to the huddle. But
that's Emmitt Smith.
You know, that's Emmitt Smith. That's what Emmitt Smith and old school Herschel Walker, guys like that, you know, used to do.
Nothing
you know,
new for them.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. I subscribe more to that. But if T.O. wants to break out the Sharpie and, you know, sign stuff, wants to get the pom-poms, I don't think that should have held him back. You know, of course, there was always the part of the divisiveness in the locker rooms, all the locker rooms that he went to and the divisiveness.
So what's the real
stuff.
Reason he's getting held back? Or
well, they've never said. Yeah, they just the first two times he never got enough votes to get in. And finally, you know, now he's got enough votes.
I wonder who got in front of him. Like, I mean, if I had the list in front of me,
we'd have to go back and figure it out. Yeah, we'd have to go back and look. But anyway – you know, I kind of see his point, but I also see the point where that divisiveness that he created in the locker room, he's got a group of teammates, in theory, going in with him to the Hall of Fame. He's got a group, Ray Lewis and these other folks that are going in. Mm-hmm. That's his group. And by doing this, he's by not attending, he's kind of drawing more attention to himself.
Naturally.
So, you know, I don't really care for that. So, anyway, moving on. This today, I think this happened today. It was either today or yesterday. Johnny, quarterback, Johnny Manziel, threw his first CFL touchdown pass for the Hamilton Tiger Cats in a preseason game versus the Montreal Alouettes. He came in the second quarter. He finished 12 for 20 for 88 yards. So what's that like? That's not even like 7 yards.
Right.
7 yards a pass. He did have that TD, and he rushed for 19 yards on 4 carries.
And I saw this like 4 times on my Facebook, twice on ESPN. I'm like, it's not like he threw 10 touchdowns. Like, are they just giving us an update on Johnny Manziel or how he did so great in a preseason game in the CFL?
Yeah, I think it's just the Johnny watch.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Because I'm like, it's not like he did anything great.
Yeah, the little
passes he hit were, you know, Hunter's Creek Middle School quarterback hit those a couple times.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. 12 for 20 for 88 yards. I mean, that's 7 yards of completion, a little over 7 yards of completion. I mean,
don't throw it out of the park.
Yeah. Don't boom it down there. All right, moving on. College football news. Kyler Murray, slated to be the fall starting quarterback for Lincoln Riley's Oklahoma Sooners. Problem is, Kyler Murray is a hell of a baseball player.
Yes. It's a good problem to have.
And he was selected as the 9th overall pick in this past week's baseball draft by the Oakland A's. So what's a kid to do? Oakland A's are really cool. I'm just going to tell you. If I was them, I would not do this.
No.
So reportedly, they have given Murray, they've come to terms with Murray, and they've given him a deal that's going to guarantee him close to $5 million, but they're going to let him play football this fall.
For one year. I think it's so awesome for that kid to be able to
do
that.
Oh, I do too. I mean, it's great for him.
How cool are you that good at everything? Like, just, he's probably good at, like, bowling.
Well, you know, I grew up a lot like that. I mean, I was just good at everything, most everything I did.
I can see that.
I mean, I know. I mean, you know, and I turned down multiple, you know, on hindsight, I had a chance to go be a hell of a horseshoe player. And I turned it down. You know, there was a signing bonus of 2 or 3 cases of beer, and I didn't want to lose my amateur status, so you know, I turned it down. But I know you're right. I mean it's true. I mean, but it's awesome that the kid, you know.
If I'm Lincoln, right? I mean he's probably really good, but I don't want him for just a year. I want to be able to, I don't know, build a team around him and know what I'm going to have the next year.
Yeah, but it does give Lincoln Riley a chance to have someone come in behind him. I mean, because they were set on him being the starting quarterback.
Right.
So whoever was coming in behind him was pretty much going to be the backup. Now they can kind of groom a backup to, you know, to take over next year. So
yeah, but
I think it's kind of cool.
You could tear your shoulder up.
I agree with you.
If I'm that kid, I'm not. I love football, but I'm not going to do it.
But he's got $5 million guaranteed. So if he does a Bryn Taylor, for those that you don't remember, left-handed pitcher, East Carteret, number one draft pick for the New York Yankees, got a $1 million signing bonus back in the, what was it, Bobby, the mid-80s? Mid-80s, Bryn Taylor?
Late 80s,
Bryn Taylor, $1 million. Never played a game of baseball. Never went to minor leagues, got in a bar fight up in Beaufort or somewhere up in Bayboro or somewhere up near East Carteret, but he did get the $1 million bonus. So it would suck if this kid did get hurt, but he would have a $5 million cush to fall back.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was 100% guaranteed.
It said close to $5 million guaranteed. So it was, maybe it might be a little bit less, but it's
right, whatever. Yeah. That's so anyway, enough.
Speaking of losing somebody, so UNC took a blow too, because we had a, and I say we because you and I are passionate Carolina fans.
Yes, we are.
We had a wide receiver also, football commit that was a pretty good baseball player, Jordan Adams out of Green Hope High School in Cary. He was selected 17th overall by the LA Angels. He's a 2-sports All-American in those sports. His dad, that little linkage, his dad is a defensive line coach at Carolina, Deke Adams. And I think this week, you sent this to me, but I think this week he has now decided he just can't pass up the money. I didn't see anything about the dollars, but he just can't pass up the money, and he's going to play baseball. And, hell, you can't blame him.
We missed out on him. I don't know if you've watched his highlight film at all, but you need to, and we missed out big.
Did we really?
He works out with Odell Beckham.
And, oh, really?
Yes, and he is unreal. I know it's just high school, and he looks really good on high school film, but he just looks really good on film.
Okay, so let's be honest. If Carolina football was as prestigious as, say, Oklahoma football, or whomever, do you think Adams would have thought twice more about staying?
No, I don't think so.
You think he's?
I think he's playing baseball regardless.
Yeah.
And the other kid, he wants to do both. Obviously, and he got drafted higher, so
yeah.
I don't know, but we missed out on a good wide receiver.
Yeah, that sucks. That
good for him.
Good for him. Sucks for us. We'll still ground and pound and run it. Run. Pass, punt. Run, pass, punt. Okay. All right. So now talking a little bit about college football, we are within 100 days of college football.
Thank goodness.
I just can't wait. Bleacher Report announced their predictions this year for the conference winners. And I'm going to go over the conference, and I'm going to give you some choices. I'm going to highlight, you know, five or six of the big conferences, and I'm going to give you two names, and you tell me which name you think Bleacher Report predicted was going to be the winner of that conference.
Okay.
We're going to start with the American Conference. Central Florida, Memphis, or ECU?
Ooh.
that got a little chuckle from the East Carolina crowd back behind us there.
Definitely not ECU. Probably Central Florida.
Central Florida. The ACC. Miami, Clemson, or UNC? That's a tough one because I know your allegiance to Carolina, but think with your head and not with your heart.
Probably Miami.
Clemson.
Yeah, I mean,
without a settled quarterback, they're still picking Clemson. I think Miami's going to be really good.
That's my only reason why you can't do nothing without a quarterback or a line.
Yeah, or a line. So, the Big 12, Oklahoma or West Virginia?
I guess Oklahoma, since they're getting the number 9 overall baseball pick. Yep.
Oklahoma is predicted to reload, and Kyler Murray's going to take
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, they got Lincoln Riley. But Kyler Murray's going to step in for the number one draft pick in the NFL, Baker Mayfield. And he's going to take over. Big Ten, Penn State or Ohio State?
Penn State.
Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Just because.
But you know what? They say it's really close. What I read in the report, it was really close. They had Ohio State, but they had possibly could win it. They had Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan State, and Michigan all as potentials.
I mean, Michigan's got that transfer from Ole Miss, Shea Patterson.
Yeah. So
he's supposed to be the real deal.
The Big Ten could potentially be the best conference in college football this next year, after the SEC, because SEC will always be the best conference in college football. Pac-12, Stanford or Washington? That's a toss up. Washington has been good the last couple of years. Stanford's always sneaky good, but those are not two traditional names you would think of. Pac-12.
I would go to Stanford.
Washington.
Hmm.
They got a great coach, man.
Right.
They got a great coach. And now the SEC. So this is like, okay. I'm gonna give you two names, and it's like legitimately the number one team and number two teams in the country: Alabama and Georgia. Toss up. Georgia had a hell of a recruiting class.
I'm still going to go with Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
Hard not to.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, I found that real, you know, real interesting. So that's what Bleacher Report's predictions are. And I just want to throw this out to the listeners. Brush up on your college teams and how they stack up, because this fall, probably starting in August, we're going to have some guest listeners on this show. And we're going to give a little segment for them to talk about their favorite football team and do a little preview. So we'll have somebody talking on here from a fan, a listener, talking about East Carolina. We'll have
ain't be much to talk about.
Well, you know, we'll give them their time. I mean, we'll give them their 30 seconds.
45 seconds.
Yeah, we'll give them their time. And we'll have somebody talking about Carolina. We'll have somebody talking about State. So y'all brush up on your college football teams. And listeners, stay tuned, and we'll tell you how to get signed up to come on. And we may have two or three of them, because I'm sure the East Carolina fans are going to come out of the woodwork.
There's going to be about 25 of them lined up in here. Yeah. And if there is an Alabama fan that, you know, enters to come on, I need to know that you're from and you went to Alabama. Something. I just don't want a bunch of people saying,
I'm Alabama. Yeah.
Roll Tide.
We have to do a little vet.
I need to know.
We may give them like a little quiz or something about Alabama football or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But listeners, stay tuned for that, because we're going to do that. In August, as well as we're going to have Chris Miller from the Daily News on here in August to talk about high school football. and we're going to have him talk about soccer. So we're going to have a bunch of guests because I know y'all get tired of listening to us. So just a few other notes. Justified won, went wire to wire, won the Triple Crown by winning the Belmont Stakes, the 13th Triple Crown winner in the history. What else we got? This should go on dumb pet tricks, or actually it's not a pet, but did you see the thing about the General Motors executive?
I did not.
Okay, so the Indy car race in Detroit, whatever the race is called, is not obviously the Indianapolis 500, but the Indy car series race in Detroit was delayed last week when the GM executive driving the pace car crashed into the wall. Mark Reese was driving the Corvette pace car when it spun out and crashed. The wreck was blamed on the weather and track conditions. Really, Mark? The guy's gone on the track literally right after you and were running 200 miles an hour and had no freaking problem with the weather or track conditions.
They're professionals.
And Mark obviously needs to sell cars and not freaking drive them. Yeah. So anyway, I just found that really that being really funny. So
jeez.
All right, let's move on. Studs and duds. Tell me who your stud is.
Tar Heel baseball team.
Hell yeah, buddy. Yeah. Omaha bound.
First time since, what, 2013, I think?
2013.
And I don't even, again, everyone knows I don't love baseball, but I love Tar Heels.
Well, but there's a difference in Major League Baseball and college baseball. The crack of the aluminum bat.
The aluminum bat.
I made that quote on Facebook. It's the
funny.
Crack of the aluminum bat.
But no, I do like, I mean, the College World Series is fun to watch.
It's absolutely awesome. It's not as exciting, obviously, as March Madness, but you get that kind of feel. When you're playing, in fact, Duke is playing right now. I don't know what the score is. They lost yesterday. But Duke, if Duke loses today, they're done. I mean, and, you know, the best two out of three. Just when you think teams, you know, Carolina was playing Stetson. Who the hell is Stetson?
I've never heard of him.
They're in Delaney, Florida or something like that. I mean, the Stetson's a hat, and that's their mascot, the Stetson Hatters. That's their mascot. So, I mean, but you had teams, you know, a couple years ago, what, 2 or 3 years ago, Coastal Carolina out of Conway won the baseball.
Was it last year or a year before?
I think it was a year before.
Two years ago.
You don't see that in basketball. I mean, you'll see a Butler make it to the championship game, and you'll see, you know, you'll see runs every now and then, every 5 or 6 years. But, you know, that's why I just downgrade baseball because – these little small schools can have good teams and compete with the big, you know, there's just baseball players are a dime a dozen. I'm just messing. But anyway, I mean, I do love the college baseball is just awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's just the environment.
It's so much better than the major league.
Of college athletics. So that's a great stud. My stud, University of Washington men's basketball coach, Mike Hopkins. Do you know what he did? Did you hear about what he did this week?
I did not.
So he was named Pac-12 coach of the year, men's basketball coach of the year in the conference. He got a $15,000 bonus from the school.
Sweet.
You know what he did with the money?
What?
Because he is in Seattle, and that is the home of Starbucks, he took the $15,000 and divided it by 12 for the Pac-12 and came up with 1,250 Starbucks gift cards. So he took all his money and then he had an event where the first 1,250 fans and alumni and students that came, he gave them a $12 Starbucks gift card because he said – this was a community award. I wouldn't have won this award if it wasn't for the support of the fans and the alumni and everybody around it. So I want to reward y'all. So he gave his $15,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he has enough money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's not like he's hurting for money, but he gave away his $15,000.
That's pretty cool.
So pretty cool.
You don't ever see that. No. Or if you do, you don't hear about it.
I mean, that's only something like LeBron would do. I mean, but you're right. So.
He does donate to
everybody.
$41 million to community college.
Exactly. So tell me who your dud is.
I just saw yours, but this is going to be. Well, mine is all the grown men on social media making excuses for another grown man playing another professional sport. All the LeBron... I call them Bronze Sexuals because they're so obsessed with
it. Did you just change who your dud was?
No. Okay. It's still all the grown men on social media that are taking up for LeBron James losing and, you know, still giving him a pat on the back saying, you know, you're so great. I'm so glad. And then I'm sure you saw the backlash of him getting out of the game early, 4 minutes to go, you know, giving everyone high fives, you know, but not shaking hands and leaving. I'm sure you've seen that backlash. I don't really hate that because, you know, you lost the finals, you're pretty upset, you walk away, whatever. But I'm just saying, dud, grown men making excuses for another grown man why he didn't win a game. It's pretty sad.
So my dud is, I'm the anti-Trevor. My dud are all the LeBron James haters out there. And you've seen a lot of stuff on the internet. I personally had a series of texts on my phone yesterday morning after the Cavs got swept. I get it, guys. You think LeBron is a failure, okay? But let's just I'm gonna throw some things out there. These aren't factual. These are just kind of by nature things that I personally believe. And I think if you are honest with yourselves, Trevor, you'll believe these things too. LeBron, he's only the most popular athlete on the planet right now. Okay, his earning capacity, the amount of money he can make, something I think Bobby Mills would appreciate, can only be limited by one person, and that's LeBron James. His entrepreneurial spirit, something I think ass slapper Matt Cross would appreciate as a small business owner, is very well known throughout the sports world, the business world, and the media world. I mean, he is very diverse in everything he does, and Matt ass slapper Cross being a entrepreneur himself, I think, would appreciate that. And LeBron, but most of all, his student-like observance of the game, of basketball, and its history, something I think my co-host Trevor would appreciate, can and never will be matched by anyone who has or ever will play the game. Guys, you got to remember, he wears number 23 for a reason. Y'all do know that, right? And it's a tribute to Michael Jordan.
He wore number 6, too.
So. Yeah, but he did wear number 23. I'm not done yet. So, as Craig Thompson said in discussion about the topic of who was the greater, MJ or Bron, MJ may be the greatest basketball player of all times, but LeBron has to be considered one of the greatest athletes of all times.
Agree.
So, my question to anyone listening to this podcast or anyone sitting beside me or anybody laying on the couch over in the room that we're in, would you rather be considered one of the greatest athletes all time and probably the second greatest basketball player of all time? Me personally, I would say yes. So all you LeBron haters, get on board and it.
It depends on if you're asking
we're done.
A track guy. Do you want to be the best athlete? I'm glad you just said he's second best. I'm cool
second best, but one of the greatest athletes of all time. If not the greatest. Well, there's some guys like Jim Thorpe and some guys like that we never saw, but were studs, that Jim Brown and stuff like that. But anyway, all right, rapid fire. We're going to move on with rapid fire. What was Pete Rose's nickname? Pistol Pete, Charlie Hustle, or Rosebud?
Rosebud.
Nope, Charlie Hustle. How he got the name Charlie Hustle, I don't know. I mean, he hustled.
Knew it but was where Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah, Pistol Pete. True or false? Pete Rose should be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
False.
So you're taking the anti-betting stuff. Okay. Would you ever bet on a living water basketball game while you were the head coach?
No.
You would not. Okay, this is a serious question. If approached by, say, a member of the community that, let's say, their family owns a car dealership here, and that car dealership, that person says, okay, if you choose to win by a couple games at living water by less than what you're supposed to win by, and I can profit from it, let's just say he might give you something like a Mitsubishi Outlander. Would you drive that around and consider that?
Maybe an Outlander Sport.
Okay, Outlander Sport. Okay. Serious question. Can you name the four major tennis tournaments that make up the Grand Slam?
I can't name one.
You can't name one. Literally, you cannot name one. What's the biggest tennis tournament in the world, Trevor?
The Grand Slam.
What's the one in England they have every year they play on grass?
French Open.
They play in England on grass.
I have no idea.
Wimbledon.
Oh, God. I never would have guessed that.
French Open.
$1 million.
Wimbledon, Australian Open, and the U.S. Open. Okay. True or false? If today was your birthday, Trevor Harden would be the most famous and accomplished sports figure who was born on June 10th. Oh. And now that you said Jeff Teague.
I'd be second.
You'd be second. Okay. That was hot. I told you that question was coming.
Dang.
You shouldn't have said that.
I know.
Yes or no? Should KD have won the MVP of the finals?
Yes.
Okay. Yes or no? Should Steph Curry shave that mangy beard?
It's pretty ratty. It's ugly.
It's mangy, man. He looks like a dog.
Until you can grow it real thick, just keep it low.
Okay.
Personal opinion.
True or false? Despite now being 3-6 in the NBA Finals, LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all times.
False.
True or false? LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all times to wear the number 23.
False.
I wanted to see your answer.
You trying to trick me?
Yeah. True or false, internet rumors have Russell Westbrook purchasing a house in the same L.A. neighborhood as LeBron James. Russ is coming to L.A. and a package of players are going to OKC.
I think that's false.
The first part of it's true. Russell Westbrook just bought a house or is in the process of buying a house in the same neighborhood as LeBron. I saw that either yesterday or today.
Everyone's got a neighborhood there.
Okay.
Or a house there. Did not.
Wouldn't that be pretty cool, though?
I didn't hear that. God, that would be scary.
Yeah, that would be scary. What would your reaction be if LeBron signed for the league minimum and went to Golden State?
The NBA would be over.
I mean, would you consider him a hopper on border?
But I don't even know. I mean, that would never happen.
Well, what if it did? You do realize that.
I do realize that, KD did that, yes.
That KD hopped on board after Golden State. Yeah, after yes. Golden State. Okay.
I see what you're getting at, but I don't think that would happen.
Okay. LeBron, L.A., Houston, San Antonio, Golden State, Philly, or somewhere else?
Philly.
I think Philly may have the lead now.
I just feel like just now they got rid of that GM.
Okay. What is your initial reaction? I talked about the NBA mock draft, and four of the top 36 players are from Duke. What is your initial reaction to a coach that has four players potentially taken in the top 36 of the NBA draft but still cannot win an NCAA national championship? I've got four. Okay, so your first initial reaction, great recruiting, piss poor coaching. That's number one. Number two, spend more time coaching your school instead of USA Basketball. That's number two. Number three, spend more time coaching your school and less time making American Express commercials and hosting satellite radio shows. That's number three. Number four, all of the above.
I'm going to go with four.
Four, all of the above.
But you know Roy Williams had four first-round picks. Just throwing that out there.
Well, good for Roy, but he's not making American Express commercials or hosting serious radio commercials.
I just know I'm going to hear it. Everyone's going to say, you know, Roy had four first-round picks as well. Or
did he win the national championship that year? The year?
I don't think so. It was
I would. We need.
It was with Kendall Marshall.
I'm sure there'll be somebody that
Kendall Marshall, John Henson. It was
that. I'm sure there'll be somebody that will listen to this and will tell us no, they did not win it. So please, because I have fact checkers out there that check us all the time. So I'm sure y'all will be looking at that one. Next one, true false. Kai Bowman returned to college after finding out he would most likely be drafted by the Charlotte Hornets because he simply didn't know how his hair would look dyed purple or teal.
False.
False. Okay, that's false. True or false? Former Jacksonville High School assistant basketball coach Bob Mills once said, yeah, Havlat got us tonight, but we really shut down Kai Bowman. He only scored 38.
True.
True. That's a true statement. True or false, Rick Pitino is already negotiating with folks to put his book on film, but there are two big holdups. Number one, deciding between Showtime's After Dark series and Cinemax's Call Girl Diaries, or trying to lock down porno star Ron Jeremy to play him as the coach. Is that true or false?
Hopefully false, but it potentially has some truth to it.
Potentially true. Yes or no, does Tom Brady have a picture of Robert Kraft and a goat?
I hope not.
I'm just saying.
Picture of himself.
Tom Brady rules that roost, man. Yes or no, does T.O. have a point, or is he being a whiny little bitch?
You just cry, baby.
Okay.
Just get over it.
I agree. Let's see here. College football. Okay. What's going to be more difficult, coming up with guest listeners willing to preview Duke football or a guest listener to preview ECU basketball?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
I would guess Duke football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I mean, we can always, when in doubt, we can always get Fred Phelps over here to preview anything East Carolina.
They got a new head coach, so they're probably all coming out of the woodwork. It's like, this is our year now. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Got rehired.
Joe Dooley. He's
Sean,
the savior.
Sean Thompson will come on here and just tell us all how
he's great he is. He's the only ECU coach in basketball to have a winning record.
57-52.
Just a tad over 500. All right. True or false, when we throw out the offer for the college football previews, we're going to get like 50 listeners ready, willing, and able to discuss ECU Pirate football.
Potentially, yes. I know 50 people.
Yeah, that are going to be willing. And the last question, true or false, Bobby Mills could talk about NC State football if he ever made it out of the parking lot from tailgating and into Carter-Finley Stadium.
True.
Very true. Been there, done it with him. We've been to the stadium. He chose to stay outside and go back to the hotel. So folks, that's it. There you have it. We hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week and listen next week. Thanks.